Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Save big at Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Is there ever a way where, in a world, that this would be okay for her to take $1 million to be followed around? Let's play it in the world that she truly knows absolutely nothing about Rex Heuermann, even though she lived with him and was married to him for however many plus years. And the allegations, of course, are there that maybe she did know about some of these things, according to John Ray and other people. But say all that's not true. Say she literally had her head in the sand, completely clueless that these things were going on around her, however difficult that may seem to be. Yeah. She is a victim in that sense here as well. But even being a victim, even if you are unaware of your spouse's actions, you did find them out now. There's a lot of people that are hurting and are very much happy that something is going on here. Someone's been arrested, where it's okay for her to take that $1 million, and people can look at this as, well, she's a victim too. She needs money. Is it ever okay?
Yeah, and that really gets into that ethics area. You know, I can't imagine, as I always say, I try to put myself in other people's shoes and imagine what would it be like to be them. And I guess if she's not looking at any sort of future where she can work and support herself and help her children, which is certainly possible that she may not be employable at this point, you know, and may never be, I guess it makes sense on that level. But it's just still kind of morally repugnant. And I think most people would be looking for other solutions other than taking $1 million, which in truth, depending on perspective, is not all that much money. It would buy you about a quarter of a house in certain parts of California. You know? So, you know, it's not like she's got the $200 million and is going to be rolling in dough forever. But yeah, a case could be made that the lady does not function really well. She's never going to be able to support herself, and she's just desperate. So,
We did see also in this, and it makes me wonder about her own counsel that she's hired, that they will be profiting handsomely from this as well.
Yeah.
I believe in the terms of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, $400,000 to her attorney, I believe, is what I read, and $200,000 to the kid's attorney. They have an attorney.
That leaves $400,000 left for Asa? Is that?
No, that was in addition to her million.
In addition to the
million.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was all coming out of that same pot.
Right. So that made me concerned as well, you know, because she's probably taking advice, and that, you know, again, where are the ethics?
Well,
when
yeah.
you throw money around.
And there are ethics that are involved. There's laws even that are involved in things like this. The name of the law escapes me at this moment in time, but it's the same way O.J. Simpson couldn't profit off of a book, which he attempted to do years ago. It's that same sort of principle. Granted, Asa is a separate individual than Rex Heuerman, but what is stopping her from taking this $1 million and funding his defense? I'm assuming that's where probably a lot of it, at least mm-hmm. in their mind right now, is intending to go. Does that not violate something? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, it seems like there's a gap in the law that, yes, it's wonderful that a you know, convicted murderer can't write a book and then make millions off the book, but the spouse can, you know, mm-hmm. so it, again, it doesn't yeah. feel right.
It all feels icky, to say the least. I mean, it's one of those you look at it and like, well, maybe after this is all done, if you want to tell your story, cool. I'm sure there'd be an opportunity for it, but
right.
in the
right.
middle of all of this.
In the middle of it, it just, I mean, it's so sensational. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's going to get a lot of attention, and I'm sure the Peacock Network is going to profit from it, but that yeah. just gives it another layer of ick.
It does. Another way that I was looking at it, though, is this, and it's kind of what I've been calling like the jinx factor, the Robert Durst case. A lot came out in that documentary that did not come out in court. It ended up leading him back to court. It ended up leading to his own conviction. I'm wondering if this is going to do that, if this is going to open those doors, because it's not someone sitting down with a prosecutor or someone sitting down with an investigator. It's at home. It's the Peacock camera crew. Mm-hmm. What mm-hmm. could possibly go wrong? Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if investigators are kind of salivating at this to a certain extent, going, yeah, you go do that. And then we're mm-hmm. going to subpoena all of your footage. And not just what makes it on camera. Because I'm sure there's agreement right. saying, I would hope there'll be agreements with them stating, this is the angle we're taking it, period. Right. You can't steer us that way. But the cutting room floor, everything that's there,
yes.
that could be very interesting. And if she does not play her cards right, I mean, this could be very damning for her at the same time.
Yeah, very true. And you would think her attorney would be looking out for her from that point of view too.
Yeah.
It really could go against her in many ways.
But then the attorney also doesn't get the $400,000
exactly.
or the $200,000. Yeah. So all of it is ick. All of it does not feel mm-hmm. right. It just makes you wonder what's going to happen the next day. We get a headline.
Yeah, it's never what you would expect
no.
with the Heuerman situation. Yeah, a lot of strange things just layered on strange things.
Without a doubt.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com.
95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.